Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Hadestown is welcoming a new Persephone this summer. The six-time Grammy nominee Yola is assuming the role in New York beginning July 2nd. The English Americana and Roots artist has recorded two studio albums so far in her career, and is perhaps known to others for playing Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the godmother of rock and roll, in the recent biopic Elvis. Persephone is currently being played by another recording artist, Annie DeFranco, who plays her final performance on June 30th. Hadestown continues its run at the Walter Kerr Theater. A Second Chance Dance. The new musical How to Dance in Ohio has just been announced for a UK bow in 2025. The news was announced by its lead producers, Ben Haltzman, Fiona Howe-Rudin, and Sammy Lopez of P3 Productions, on stage at a reunion concert held last night at the Palladium Times Square. The show, which played its final Broadway performance in February, was commended for its authentic representation of autistic individuals and co-starred seven autistic actors, all making their Broadway debuts. An international casting search for the co-leads of the London production is now underway, according to Playbill. For updates on the production, visit howtodanceinohiomusical.com. And finally today, congratulations are in order to the company of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, the highest-grossing non-musical production in Broadway history. Tonight marks their 1,794th performance at the Lyric Theater, breaking a tie with Death Trap to become the fifth-longest-running play in history. Still ahead of them are Gemini, AB's Irish Rose, Tobacco Road, and Life with Father. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child has worked its magic on Broadway for over 6 years at this point. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.